New York State's latest budget plan cuts $775 million from health care, and advocates are worried that the reductions may reduce or eliminate critical services for the uninsured and underinsured. That's a group that often includes artists, and now an innovative program at Woodhull Hospital in Brooklyn allows artists and performers to exchange their creative skills for health care. WNYC's Janaea Williams has more.
It's Senior Wellness Day at the hospital, and Maxine Steinman is sitting under a small white tent in front of four seniors. Arms extended, they're stretching and doing yoga poses. Steinman is a professional dancer. Her Brooklyn-based company is 14 years old. But today, she's teaching yoga-based movement at Woodhull, and she's earning credits that will go towards receiving her own health care at the hospital.
The places that I do work, because it's not a full-time position, I work part-time in different places. They don't give me any benefits.
It's an exchange of creative services for medical services called Artists Access. Woodhull has administered the program here for 5 years. Amy Duquette is the program coordinator.
There are actors who work with the residents at the hospital, so the residents can practice delivering bad news, dramatic news to patients. There's certainly visual artists who paint murals on the walls. We just started a program last month where there's 6 different photographers. One comes in every single day of the week and photographs all the newborns that were delivered the night before, and it becomes baby's first photograph.
For every hour spent providing creative services, artists receive 40 credits, which translates into $40 worth of care at the hospital. Artist Access is part of a larger city-subsidized healthcare program for low and moderate-income people who don't have health insurance, called HHC Options. It has sliding-scale fees based on income, so clinic visits can cost anywhere between $15 and $60. HHC Options includes all of the medical services the hospital offers.
So that includes overnight stays, ER visits, surgeries, mental health service, dental clinic. Anything that you can do in this hospital, you can use your credits to pay off.
Dr. Edward Fishkin is Woodhull's medical director. He came up with the idea of starting an artist access program after noticing that an influx of young artists were moving into the neighborhoods that the hospital serves, primarily Williamsburg, Bushwick, and Bed-Stuy.
Sort of by accident, we discovered that a lot of the artists living in Williamsburg and in other parts of the neighborhood were uninsured, had no access to health care, and really were keeping their fingers crossed that nothing would happen to them.
Working artists in New York are uninsured and underinsured at twice the rate of the general population. That's according to Adam Hutler, who heads Fractured Atlas, a national nonprofit that provides support services to independent artists. He says that Artist Access does provide a valuable service, but falls short of being real solutions.
We're sort of treating the symptoms, and we're doing it in a one-at-a-time manner that can't possibly scale to address the problem, you know, on a macro level.
To address the root of the problem, Hutler says, artists would have to purchase a comprehensive health care plan, like the ones managed by Fractured Atlas. Maxine Steinman says that there was a time when she was covered by a health care plan that she and her husband could afford, but when he was suffering with kidney stones, the company refused to pay for his care. Maxine and her husband ended up paying off those bills for many years, so she says that for now, the exchange is the most practical option for her and her family. And that's mainly because she can bank the credits for later and use them when she needs them.
Probably just every time I come to the doctor, they'll just deduct it from the credit load. Hopefully nothing bad will ever happen and I won't really need to use all the credits.
Any artist is eligible for the Artist Access Program. The only requirements are New York residency, enrollment in HHC Options, and the ability to demonstrate that you make a living through creative means. Since the start of the program, about 600 artists have participated in the exchange, and about 200 are currently earning credits for their artistic contributions. For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.